Yeah, you're the one. I'm sorry. I'll start again. Do you have to do something? I can ask later. It's about diverting giant trucks from school areas and whether or not there is such a way that we can make that part of this application that the trucks are diverted and they're required to go a different, more commercial route.
Okay. Well, again, there are such things as truck routes and such, and I am not a trucker. I'm not a transportation planner. I may look like one, but I don't. I really couldn't tell you. I don't think we could apply it to this application because there's not a nexus to this application versus a larger issue of what transportation planning should be around schools. And again, the proportionality wouldn't be met for a condition. It's probably a real issue, but it's a larger issue that really needs to be addressed in a legislative way. That's why we adopt ordinances. That's why we have circulation master plans and various things like that. But to look at it, to try to solve the larger problem on an individual application like this really doesn't fit. Make sense?
Yeah, but at a certain point when truck lots are going in like this and it changes and a situation changes, then something does happen with either Caltrans. I don't know who it is, but they do. I mean, these giant trucks aren't going by schools in Fresno City. They're not. And so what is it? Who is it that makes that adjustment? And can this applicant even direct their truckers to go a different route? Can we request that?
Mm-hmm. A little bit outside my area of expertise, but I think there are issues, as I mentioned, about certain truck routes that are established and there are rules. They don't apply to every truck trip. And again, that is a transportation planning thing. It's part of the master plans. How you design your road, your cross sections, you heard applicant talk about the R values, et cetera, are done to address that. You know, just as soon as we try to solve one problem, we'll usually create another. We tell trucks not go on the major arterials and collectors that are built to take the traffic and put them on local roads, and then you beat up your local roads because they're not designed to take that type of traffic. So it's not a simple issue. Now, there is, as you, I think you're alluding to, there's a cumulative effect as we keep adding more and more, and I think you hear that from the applicant as well. But we have to look at this application and what is appropriate. Trucks in agriculture is inevitable. You got to have trucks to do agriculture. There is always going to be a problem of enforcement and, you know, whether or not somebody is really doing ag or they're just winking and doing ag. And the county has increased their resources in code enforcement, but it's still a very difficult thing to do. Try to keep everyone to go the speed limit. Not easy to do, is it? But I think there are efforts and motions to move that direction. I think some of the issues about concerns about traffic and accidents and adding to the problems in front of schools are relevant, but only in a larger issue. It's things that the design group and transportation planning deals with on a more regular basis, but not so much on an individual application basis.
Commissioner Quist?
Kind of in the realm of what Mrs. Wolf was speaking to regarding the traffic by the school and what's been spoken. Now, realize that they're heading to 180.
I know that.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that.
Right. There is another avenue that they could go to, and that would be Marks, if there was a possibility to mitigate this going by the school on Brawley. Chronologically, right, if I'm using the right term, I think the city of Fresno has approved a 600-unit housing development just east of Madison School. So in whatever year that happens, there's going to be more impact. So just to be in mind of that.
I have a question for staff. What zoning currently is it okay to have trucks parked? If it's not A20, which one is it?
It's A28. Anything that has ag associated with it, you can go through what's called the DRA process, which we're currently going through, to get a permit to have ag trucking. And one of the conditions of approval are this is only for agricultural operations. If they're found to be going against that, there could be grounds for a permit to revoke permits.
So if they're found to have any other trucks there that are not ag specific, then they're out of compliance with their.
That's correct. And it's in one of the conditions of approval that specifically state that, and specifically address that issue.
Okay. Because I recognize the speaker's concern with truck parking in this area being excessive. I mean, there's another truck parking facility right around the corner on Church that's not ag. And then there's more up Raleigh, like she said. So I think that was the clarifying question. So to park other trucks, then what is the zoning for non-agriculture trucks?
That would be in your industrial zones, your M1, M2, M3.
Yeah, okay.
We have a lot of applications to try to do that. It's very difficult to get there because of environmental constraints.
Okay. Any other questions of the speaker? Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening.
Anyone else in opposition?
Yeah, my name is Steve Scheer. I live at 465 South Raleigh. I just have one question. As my wife indicated, we are both retired. So what happens if I were to follow one of those Miranda trucks and find out that they were not doing ag, they were dropping gravel or dumping using a bottom? What can I do? What's going to happen?
Staff, you want to just address that?
If somebody has a concern that somebody is not compliant with their DRA or conditions approval, they could file a complaint with the code enforcement division, and they will investigate, do what they can. If it is pervasive, the county can begin a revocation procedure, or go back and modify or add conditions or whatever. But it starts with code enforcement verifying, rather than just being somebody says. We need some factual basis to take action.
Well, let's say they document something and it goes to code enforcement. Have you had any instances where you get to that point where you have to revoke a permit, or has it ever gone that far?
I've heard stories, not since my last 3 years here. So revocation is a difficult issue because, remember, this is an entitlement that runs with the land. We are vesting this person with a right. So you have to go through the due process to take that off. It's not a minor thing. It's obviously taking away someone's rights a lot harder than giving it to them.
I don't know if that answered your question, Mr. Scheer. It's
code enforcement. Yeah,
yeah. Code enforcement. You see a violation, you document it, you turn it into the county. But how long it takes to resolve it, I couldn't begin to tell you.
And that picture is not going to disappear, or that document.
Well, I would
stay
hope.
In a file. I mean, will it ever get back to you guys?
Well, it should. If it comes back to us for an application, if they need to amend the permit or the application, it could come back before us. So I don't know the next step. It hasn't happened as long as I've been on here that I know of.
Oh, you may want to change your website, too. Your title is wrong.
As long as I spell my name right, I don't care what the title is.
Anything you document and date and put in your own file, no matter when it's needed, that will stand in the court.
Okay. Well, as Ms. Garber was saying, there are a lot of trucking companies up and down Brawley that are people. Is there any way we can get in front of this as people that live in the area instead of having to wag the dog's tail and go after the fact and everything else is implemented? We've been to the code enforcement, and I mean, my wife has had a few conversations with county supervisor, and I mean, it seems it would be a lot easier if we could get this stuff up front before this happens. And again, all we're trying to be is stewards of the country, stewards of the property out there, because there's a lot of old farms in the area, and I'm not going to go over the fact of the traffic on all the highways.
It's a frustrating issue. I, as a farmer, I have a neighbor that set up a trucking operation. They put a sign that said something hay company, and then they started running long haul out of it. You know, they had 15, 20 trucks, and I went through. I've been through this process as well as on your side of it. It is frustrating, but I do know the board of supervisors are very concerned about it. It comes up a lot in their meetings. They are trying to get some teeth into it. As a planning commissioner, I literally leave here, go down to code enforcement because I'm here already, and sit there, and it's frustrating. You don't seem like it gets anywhere, but and I have pictures of all these long haul trucking operations, sleepers, and they're going across the United States, and it is a frustrating thing. But they're well aware that it's a big problem in our county.
The next one is going to be wagon transport, which is on the other side, right in front of Madison School, and he started out with one truck.
We won't. We really can't discuss it now if it's going to be coming before
it
us.
It is. Okay. Good.
But
at least somehow we've gotten in front of it then.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else to speak in opposition? At this time, I'll ask if the applicant or representative would like to rebut anything that was brought up. And it would be to just discuss those items brought up by those opposed.
Yeah. My only comment is we tried several times to outreach. Tony Bourne. We tried several times to outreach to the Vicinities to kind of get their, you know, what their issue was. And see, again, we were interested in being good neighbors, but they never responded. So it seems like their issues are more of a macro issue.
So now you've heard them loud and clear. And you know that they're concerned about what's being trucked in there. They believe that you're actually using it for other services. You've heard that.
Yes,
they're watching you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think you should talk about that right now. And I also think you should talk about the fact that this is all your trucks going down Brawley are freaking people out. And is there an alternate route that you can voluntarily direct your employees, truckers, to use? I mean, at this point, I do know that eventually this happens on Ashland. There are no cars, no big trucks allowed anymore. Period. And so somehow somebody puts down a hammer. It's not us, but somebody does it. And so in the meanwhile, what can you say to these people here in this room?
Well, as an operating practice right now, there were standing practices to avoid schools, right? They're, again, they understand the interface there and the risk. So it's not as if they're looking to put kids in harm. I think to your question earlier about a overall sort of rerouting, truck routing thing, I think the approach there is you need to contact the County of Fresno Planning Department and encourage them to develop a policy for consideration by the Board of Supervisors to recognize this need for rerouting, when it comes to these kinds of things. But right now it's just kind of, I think it's a sort of, application by application approach. And, it's all adding up. But I do agree that ultimately, given the location in the city of Fresno, is it, again, 180?
It is one at a time.
What's
like
that?
You said, you're right. It's just one at a time. But if this is a baby step and you're sitting in here and you're asking for this and we have you all here and there are 15 trucks, I'm not sure why you can't say, hey, we're going to tell our truckers to go this way.
We're happy to do that.
That's what I mean. I'm just, you're here.
Yeah.
I see you.
Yeah.
It's just one piece. It's just the beginning.
Yeah, of course. We're not opposed to that. It is frustrating when, again, because the applicant was a fatality and it was an employee of the Miranda's, and they're the ones who had to notify the the family. So to kind of link the Mirandas to this overall kind of macro problem, I think that's unfair. Yeah.
Okay. How many years have you guys been in the trucking business?
Well, I'm the brother-in-law, so.
Well, the applicant. How many years has the applicant been in the trucking business?
Since 2013.
And where was it operating out of prior to this location? Or is it still being located? Is there other locations? Are there other?
Franklin and Valentine was where they were leasing property.
And it was zoned, that was an industrial area, I'm assuming. So then you buy this property. Did you know that you weren't supposed to be there? Or in other words, that
no, we thought the use was by right. And then we were informed that we were mistaken and that a director's review and approval was going to need to be submitted. And so we followed those steps and here we are today.
And then the last question is, are you truly an agricultural only trucker?
Mm-hmm.
You don't haul rock.
I don't know that the rock isn't used to supplement the ag when it's needed. The nature of ag is that, some years are better than others. So,
any other questions of speaker? Thank you, Mr. Boren. This time we will allow one person, if they wish to come up and address just what was presented in rebuttal, if you could just address those issues for sure rebuttal. State your name again, please.
Rebecca Vivenzi. I'm addressing the issue as far as obviously there's a lot of contradiction in the information that they're providing, irrelevancy, and I believe that giving someone authorization, giving them a permit is like, with doubts in your mind, is like a marriage starting off on the bad foot. We're just going to have an expensive divorce at the end, and it's going to be more havoc for the violations. I mean, I think he's proven that they're willing to, but there might be situations where they can't abide by the permit. So, and obviously that they're not willing to just strictly be agricultural trucking, as they stated. There's no trucking in ag. I think we've made our point clear. They've already violated the whole time frame. I've proven that point from according to the police report. And they use Brawley Avenue quite frequently, as other neighbors have stated as well. So it's a hazard. It's a bad thing all around.
Thank you. Okay, at this time, I'll close the public portion of the hearing, bring it back to the commission for discussion and the motion. Any discussion? Commissioner Wolf?
Well, I think we require them to take a different route. And that's part of the issue. And I see the owner sitting right here, nodding.
Well, before you say it that way, the public portion of the hearing's been closed. So if he's nodding, unless you want him to come up and he's willing to come up, really, it's not appropriate for you to take testimony in that way. I believe, anyway. Is that correct, counsel?
Correct.
Okay.
Anyway, I think that going forward with this approval, I would approve it if, as a part of the recommendation, we said that the trucks were required to go a different route off of 180 down a street like Mark's that might be more appropriate for trucking, or a little bit of a roundabout route. And that's part of it. It's part of the it's another mitigated measure.
I'll ask if there's a second, but I have a concern about that part, actually. But let me ask if there's a second to that. So it's a motion, Commissioner Wolf, that you're making with the condition that...
I guess it would be, although we do need the okay by the owner, as you're saying. If they're not willing to do that, then we're not going anywhere. This is just a bunch of talk.
Okay, before we, maybe I will ask if the ask the owner specifically, but before we do that, I guess the reason I have some concerns about that is, you know, we know of other trucking operations in the area, and one was brought up that's right across the school. And so obviously that won't be possible to tell them to reroute because they'll be on Brawley right across the from the school or close enough that there is no room for them to reroute without going by the school. So at what point, you know, do we do it for one and not another? So that's why I think your suggestion is a good one. I don't think it can be enforced. And I don't know if it's, you could get the owner or applicant to agree to it. There was an item some time back where the cemetery there's application for expanding cemetery or putting a building on there, and they agreed not to use a certain road. But it was obvious that even if they put signs up, that wasn't going to happen. So would you like to ask the applicant?
Yes.
Okay. I will ask if the applicant will open up the hearing to ask the applicant to come forward. The question, if they so choose, the question will be, will you direct your trucks to, I'm assuming, not go north on Brawley Avenue?
Or south.
Well, they have to go one way or the other. They're on Brawley Avenue. Oh, I see. South to their, okay. North from their facility or south to their facility. Is that correct, Commissioner
yes.
Wolf? Okay.
I'm Donald Miranda, 1510 South Brawley. I want to thank you all. As in respect to the way we travel, we don't go by the school. It's a standing practice, you know, in safety meetings and stuff that we have regularly. And the route is Marks, as you suggested. We do enter a 180 at Marks if we're going that way. Otherwise, we'll enter Jensen Avenue. Those are the only two routes that we take. The school is off limits. There's no need to go to the school. The route to Marks Avenue is actually a better road than Brawley. Brawley's not a very good road, so you want to use the road that's best traveled. So, okay. I mean, to agree to that, we would just simply be agreeing to something that we already do.
Okay. What happens, Mr. Miranda, if there's, I know drivers, you know, maybe getting late and they're on 180 and it's real quick to where they miss a turn and
so
and
we have a GPS where we I didn't mean to interrupt you. We have a GPS trackers on the trucks where we can track their routes. So if somebody needs to be reprimanded, that's done.
Okay. Any other questions regarding this item? Commissioner Wolf, are you satisfied with his answer, or did you want to expand on it at all?
No, I do like hearing it from your mouth, and would like to include it in the final motion that you are agreeing that they will be rerouted for a off of Brawley up until just north of your facility.
Yeah, well, we would agree to what we've already been doing.
But it sounds like there have been, I think the reason there's people here in the room is because they're seeing your trucks go down in front of, on Brawley. I got that impression.
Yeah, well, like I've heard already that there's a lot of trucks other than ours mm-hmm. on that.
Yeah,
run.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, there's always a, you know, I'm not saying there's not a truck there, but that's not our policy.
Commissioner Quist, do you have a comment or question?
I don't know if this is appropriate point in time, but and I didn't not sure I saw it in the packet as far as trips per day and whatnot. You got drivers that are coming to and fro to work, so that also would add to trips by the school if they're coming down Brawley. So just a point of information or question whether or not. Well, how your drivers come into
people live in
your
the surrounding
spot.
Area.
Okay.
So they're going to come from different directions.
I think Commissioner Wolf is just talking about the trucks.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Miranda.
Thank you.
Okay, this time I will allow if those opposed wanted to address just that one issue since we brought it up. You heard that Mr. Miranda says they will direct their drivers to stay off of that section from between 180 and their facility. Did you wish to say anything on that?
Hi, I'm Rebecca Vivenzi. We said they're still going to be driving on Brawley. There still may be certain situations when they will continue. People just get a slap on the hand. It's we're going to try and not drive on Brawley, but really they are not agreeing to it. They'll be reprimanded. Again, it's like a bad marriage, waiting for divorce. So,
thank you. Okay, now I will close the hearing again. Bring it back to the commission. Commissioner Wolf, did you want to state a motion, or do you want to have some more discussion first?
I could make a motion, but maybe there's more discussion that needs to happen here. But I could make a motion that we adopt the mitigated negative declaration with an additional mitigation that Miranda Trucking require their drivers to avoid Brawley between 180 and their facility. And it's a baby step, obviously. It's not going to affect all the trucking, but it is a start. And these are their employees. And if people are going to complain that they are not carrying agricultural products, they might be able to complain that they're not following the correct path now that we all know that this is happening. That's all. So that's my motion.
Okay.
With that one additional thing, and I don't, I understand if there's some discussion that needs to happen along that line, those lines.
Okay, so we have a motion from Commissioner Wolf. Is there a second?
I would second that.
Okay. Motion from Commissioner Wolf, second by Commissioner Carver. Is there a discussion?
I have one question.
Yes, Commissioner Chata.
I heard the word that do they haul rock? Mm-hmm. But sometimes when rock is needed for the wells or something on the yard, on the farm yard, that become agriculture. Mm-hmm. So if there is rock in those trucks, it could be for agriculture purposes.
It could be, but I think you heard testimony that they were downtown.
I'm not saying that. I'm just for the general information, everybody, that rock could be in some. It could be for the agriculture purposes because no well is complete without the rock. No leach line, septic tank. Complete without the rock.
Well, the same could be said that they could be doing avenues on ranches, like I have people bring base rock in. So,
yes,
so there's an agriculture component.
Rock is not necessarily not agriculture.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. I will ask for a roll call vote. We had a motion and a second with the condition about the added condition, as Commissioner Wolf described. So, the roll call.
Commissioner Arabian?
Yes.
But let's start, I'm sorry, start with the maker of the motion and then the one who made the second.
Okay.
And then go ahead and.
Got it.
Where you're doing it.
Commissioner Wolf?
Yes.
Commissioner Carver?
Yes.
Commissioner Arabian?
Yes.
Commissioner Chata?
Yes.
Commissioner Quist? Yes. Commissioner Zante?
Yes.
Chairman Ibrahimian?
Yes. This motion carries 7-0 and is final with the condition. So thank you, everyone, for your patience. Okay, item number 3, you can read that in.
Can we
take a 5-minute break, please?
Yes.
Okay, I will announce that when.
So I'm going
You can go.
Ken, I have a business meeting at 12, but I think we'll be okay.
We'll be.
Okay.
We better be done, otherwise.
Hello, staff.
No, we don't really know how to control traffic. I'm surprised that these guys didn't have some kind of direction.
I mean, it's.
This is the last item.
Only.
Yeah. There'll be jasmine green.
Do you know her?
See the what?
That would be.
Yeah.
whoever makes the appeal, you're paying for us to do the process. I understand.
We don't have that.
Ready? That's all right. Okay, we're back in session. Commissioner Chata has left, and we still have a quorum of six members, and we would like staff to read in item number 3.
Variance number 4145, an environmental review 8342, filed by Nixahota CVEAS, proposing to allow the creation of a 2-acre parcel from existing 16.30-acre parcel in the AE20 zone district. The subject parcel is located east side of South Fowler Avenue, 615 feet south of East Rose Avenue, approximately 2.60 miles west from the nearest city limits of the city of Selma.
Good morning. This project was originally brought to you in March. It was taken to a date uncertain, which is today. The property is zoned AE20. The surrounding parcels in question typically are larger and typically 20 acres in size. That there are single-family residences spread throughout, just like majority of Fresno County. There were 3 variances that were taken in the past, all recommended for denial. They were subsequently approved by the planning commissioners for parcels. For substandard parcel creations. In the 90s, this parcel map was like so. Subsequent to that, a parcel map was created, and these 2 parcels, of which the applicant owns, were had a certificate of compliance legalizing those parcels. The applicant wishes, one of the reasons why they were able to legalize it, because it was a home site parcel provision. The applicant currently doesn't qualify for home site parcel provision. You can't do it twice. Therefore, they want to create a second 2-acre parcel to be given to their family. When we look at variances, Mr. Quist, this is your second time doing a variance, so you'll be an expert in no time. But for variances need to be made, there should be 4 findings. The first finding, there has to be a unique circumstance. And we look at unique circumstances. We don't look at the applicant as a whole. We don't look at their family situations. We look at the physical circumstances to the land. As you can see here, like most places in Fresno, the land is flat. The applicant currently has a home on the parcel, and they wish to separate that from this larger agricultural process. Not unique. No issues. Nothing different. Nothing separating their parcel from anyone else. There's no property right that's denied. Typically, when we look at property rights, we think that they can't physically build a secondary home, or they can't use a property like everyone else who can use it. There's no property right that being deprived. We would think that it would be granting of a special privilege. Typically, variances are only for the land, for circumstantial circumstances. Anything that's not the case, anything that's for personal reasons, would be considered granting of a special privilege against state law. And it's contrary to the general plan. The general plan typically calls for parcels to be 20 acres in size. Now, in the past, typically in the 60s, parcels were already subdivided, and there are a lot of parcels which were already substandard in size, and the A1 zone district. In the 60s, we typically have blanket rezones that would lock the parcels into their current state with the intent for A20 zone districts to keep farming, keep the land as large as possible for productive agricultural operations. As such, further splitting the parcel would be contrary to that, to the general plans and to the intent of to keeping this area viable for agricultural operations. Therefore, there, out of the three parcel, three out of the four findings, three of the findings cannot be made, and staff recommends that planning commissioners recommend this project be denied as recommended by staff.
Thank you, Elliot. I had a couple questions. Did you say, or when was the original split parcel map?
The original split, you can see here, it looks like, I believe it was done in the 90s.
Okay.
And you can see here, during that time, this parcel and this parcel were what's called a certificate of, had a, what's called a certificate of compliance. in the early 2000s, or sorry, 2019, those parcels were realized and they were granted legal status. So there's different mechanisms in which to create, allow parcels to become legal. This is a mechanism that didn't require a variance, but there's only one chance to get a home site parcel. And subsequent to that, anything else besides that would have to go through a variance process.
And it's the same owner that did that?
That's correct. The same owner today. Of, yes, that's correct. The same owner today.
Okay. So you said it was in the 90s, but it was just recently where it was officially recognized?
That's correct. In 2019, it was officially recognized. And they go, that's a different process, a different mechanism in which to go through that. They were able to do that in 2019. But because they can't do that again, they're going through a variance process to subdivide further.
Okay.
How much was this whole thing originally? How much acreage?
I believe it was roughly 20 acres in size.
So this, I'm guessing on the map there's an easement for access to that agricultural area in the back?
Yes. It's right
okay.
There.
And any of these new parcels could be sold to new people entirely?
Correct, yes. We are the notion typically for parcel creations where, although it may be necessary for the owner at this current time, this is a permanent realization. So anyone could purchase it in the future. So it's... essentially, the variance is that we recommend or last a lifetime, essentially. But your decision here last would create further substandard parcels in that zone district.
And the original corners that were parceled off, did that come before our planning commission or not?
It did not. It was a different mechanism in which to do so. It was called through a home site parcel provision. And so home site parcel provisions are allowed to do so, but there are different circumstances in which they apply. They were able to meet those circumstances. Doing this again for this parcel, they would not be able to apply for a home site parcel provision. Therefore, there are other mechanisms for them to go so. This mechanism they chose to go through is going through a variance.
When they do a parcel map, is that if they are creating three or more parcels, or is it four? Or
a parcel map can be up to four in the remainder. Four okay. parcels in every remainder, and then the... Mm-hmm.
So the two parcels that are separate from this, the one on both sides of the of what's parcel one, those are separate parcels that have nothing to do with this application.
That's correct, yes. This northern portion, the southern portion have nothing to do with it. This is just indicating that at one point in time, okay. these parcels were created. This is through a parcel map. This is through a home site parcel.
So if, say, the owner had sold the larger piece prior to this meeting, the new owner would come in and want to do what they're doing now, we'll say. Those two parcels on the side would not even be mentioned as being part of the original split?
That's correct.
Okay. So it doesn't have any bearing other than to let us know that
that's
it was
correct,
done.
That's correct, yeah. On the last meeting we had, there were some questions
and
concerning...
And with the same owner, mm-hmm. They can't. Could they have done something differently back then? Could they have made the three parcels along Fowler Avenue and then with the access to the part in the back?
Not through a home site parcel provision, but through a variance. They could, or they could rezone the,